the Malach of Zorer on Yom Tif, which is the person is going to be selecting. So on Shabbos, you know, there are Zorer can be done in a very limited way. It has to be the good from the bad, it has to be for immediate use, and it has to be only by hand. On Yom Tif, these are not a requirement of immediate use. You're allowed to use be Zorer any time during that day. You cannot be Zorer from one day to the next, but I can be Zorer in the morning for the Suda later on in the afternoon. There's no limitation of Zorer in that respect. I can use a keli, except for a keli which is made to be used for large quantities for a long period of time. So sifting flour, which is not only done we sift flour the one time right before you bake it to make it get a little more rise. But the real sifting to get out the real of the flour, we don't do right before you're ready to bake. That's almost done a large quantity, so that you cannot do on Yom Tov. You cannot use a regular sieve for that purpose then, the sieve. Unless you do it with a shinoi. And the last issue is oichel from soilish. So the Yom Tov, you do not need to do oichel from soilish. You can do whatever is less tircha. The Chum says the Rabbanon. Didn't the Rabbanon do whatever is less tircha? So it's easier to take out the seeds from the watermelon than to take out the watermelon from the seeds. Take the seeds out of the watermelon. So that you should do it in that order, in that way. The limitation which you do have is something you could have done before Yom Tov. A person has his silverware, and it's all mixed together. He didn't sort it before Yom Tov. He cannot sort it on Yom Tov unless he does a shinur. However, if he washed his silverware the Yom Tov night, he wants to use it again for the daytime, that next morning, he's allowed to be buried in that situation in the regular fashion, because that wasn't possible to be done before Yom Tov. So, on Yom Tov, a person wants to take the bones out of the chicken, it's not a problem. Because he couldn't do that beforehand. He's doing it not in large quantities, and he's doing it the easiest part, which is taking the bones out of the chicken, which is easier than taking the chickens out of the bone. A person would want to use a perforated spoon to take out the coleslaw. So that's mutter on Yom Tov. That's something which could not be done beforehand. Even using a keli, that's okay. It's not a keli which is made for long-term usage. A person could use a tea bag and squeeze out the tea bag on Yom Tov. He wants to get all of the good taste of the tea out of the tea bag. So that's permitted. A person wants to sort shvarim. And Shabbos, sorting shvarim is a problem. Shvarim does not apply only to food. It applies to anything. If he wants to sort his shvarim, that's a problem. On Yom Tov, he could sort shvarim, assuming that he might be using them later. It would make it easier to use later in the day. And he might actually use them later on in the day. Okay, have a good morning.